Welcome to the final session of Beyond the Numbers. Hopefully we've met by now, but my name is Amy Sirka. I am the host, host here at the summit, money confidence coach and bookkeeper. I blend step-by-step strategy, mindset work, and emotional regulation to help you go beyond the numbers so that you can create unstoppable finances, build an unstoppable business, and truly enjoy your unstoppable life. In this session, we're going to talk about bookkeeping and taxes because this leads to so much unnecessary stress and missed opportunities. This is like a point of resistance for a lot of people, really the numbers in general, but especially when we get into bookkeeping and taxes, and it doesn't have to be. We're going to talk today about some of the mindset shifts around the task, a couple things so you can simplify the process, save time, and really explore the idea of outsourcing too as well. So a lot of times I hear that entrepreneurs, business owners, they're struggling with taxes and bookkeeping because they feel like they should be able to do it ourselves. And I think part of the problem is it's not necessarily rocket science, right? Like it's not, and even I'm going to go through in a little bit the monthly like must-do task if you're doing your bookkeeping yourself, but it's not rocket science, right? Like it's not this overcomplicated thing. So we put this pressure on ourselves that we should be able to do it. But there's so much resistance that you create from trying to force yourself to learn it or to handle the tasks that don't come naturally. This drains your energy and again, creates stress. It creates more friction than it needs to in your business and within money itself. Like energetically, when you're creating the resistance there, it causes more problems. This is why this is one of the areas I highly recommend that you let go of and outsource because it can be such a huge stress point. Okay. And then also if your bookkeeping isn't done correctly, you're missing out on potential tax benefits and deductions, all those things. Okay. So let's kind of reframe this for a minute. There's a couple key things that I normally hear. There will be guilt and shame about how the expenses you've had in your business, the investments that you've made in your business, and you don't feel like you've seen the profit that you quote, air quotes, should have, or the return that you should have by now. Okay, first off, that's irrelevant. Like, the timeline of your success. Like if your success was inevitable no matter what, would this really matter right now? No, because you know that your success is inevitable. It's going to happen. It's just, again, we talked about this. It was day one that I talked about the pressure that we put on ourselves. But we don't need to do that. Also, especially if you're in the US, tax benefits of having a home-based business, you're saving money, your quote, air quotes, again, profit, just by having a home-based business. There's two tiers on our current tax structure. There's one system that was built for W-2 employees and one system that was built for the business owners. The business owners get more tax breaks because they knew when they created the IRS, which we can go into a whole other story about the way that the IRS functions and all those things, but irrelevant. That's the system we're dealing with right now. Okay. The business owner tax system was built with more tax breaks because business owners are the ones that create jobs. So take the deductions that you're owed. I can go off on another tangent. We need to have tax strategy, not just a CPA. You need to have somebody in your corner who is good with you taking the deductions that you are entitled to. You should not be having to fight to take deductions that you are entitled to per the tax code. Your CPA, your accountant should not be afraid of the IRS, and neither should you. It's not as big of a deal as we make it out to be. We have to kind of remove that stress, that pressure there. So don't feel guilty because you haven't created a profit. We should not feel the overwhelm and stress from that. And so much of that comes from the finances and that we don't understand. So if it's not your strong suit, and the best way that I kind of think of to look at this, like when you sit down to do your numbers, does it light you up? Are you excited by doing your numbers? Because I can tell you, even before the numbers look like I wanted to do them, like I wanted them to do, wanted them to look, there we go. Even when the numbers didn't look like I wanted them to look, I was still excited and still energized by doing the numbers because it's a natural gift that I have. If that's not you, and you're stressed and you're frustrated and you put it off and you don't want to have to mess with it and you've tried to automate it and it doesn't work, because that's another thing. We can automate certain parts of it, but we still need to have the hands-on part. That it's probably not the most effective use of your time. And yes, I'm a bookkeeper and I do recommend having somebody. I think the benefit of having me as your bookkeeper is I'm also the financial coach. So we get the strategy and the mindset as well, both. But I'm not saying, like, if it's not me, it's not me. Having support in your business, that's going to accelerate your growth. Another way to see like where you were at, how long it actually takes with the numbers is put like start a clock, actually track it, because often we can underestimate how much time we're spending on task like this that might not be aligning with your strengths, your business goals, those things. I know we had Kylie Ota was talking about outsourcing as well, and like having those things in place so that you can do the part that you want to do. How many times do we show up and that we want to serve and we want to deliver in the part of our business that we actually like enjoy, right? We don't want to have to do this other part. We don't want to have to, quote, be the business owner or whatever it might be. There's aspects of your business that you don't enjoy. So why are we forcing it? If you are ready to outsource and you're like, okay, maybe like I can just hand this off, make sure you're looking at communication and the bookkeepers. Standpoints as well. Again, you don't want to have somebody that's afraid of the IRS and not willing to take the deductions that you're owed. Somebody that understands where you're at. Somebody who works with this. I know, especially as online business owners, it's done a little bit differently. You want somebody who understands. But if you are somebody who feels like you do need to take that on, let's go through the four things that you need to do every single month. Okay. Before we get into that, this is one of the questions that I'm asked often is, you know, which accounting software should I have? I use and recommend QuickBooks. I know their price has gone up a couple times over the years, but I do feel like this is an area where it's worth the investment to pay more. So QuickBooks Online is the one that I use and recommend. Okay, monthly must-dos. You need to make sure your income is entered every single month. But it also needs to be entered correctly. So for example, in QuickBooks, this is not at all just approving from the bank feed. That's not how you enter income correctly within QuickBooks. The second thing that you need to be doing is entering your expenses correctly every single month, making sure they're categorized. This is where rules and people can try and automate and systematize things really can get thrown off quite quickly. Again, it's not your area of expertise. It is definitely something that you can outsource and get the support with so that you can spend your time doing what you need to. Again, profit, all those things show up. Okay. So second thing we have to do every single month, make sure your expenses are entered correctly. The third one, this is the biggest mistake that we see every single month. We have to reconcile, which means matching what's in the QuickBooks ledger with what's in your bank account. If it's not right, you haven't done it correctly. And we need to do this on a monthly basis because otherwise we just get way too off track way too quickly. So reconciling, there's a process like within QuickBooks. It's a little button that says reconcile. I think in Xero, it's a little button as well. It's the other software that I'm familiar with. Okay, fourth thing. Record your home office and auto deductions. For my clients, I give them an Excel spreadsheet that we're going to document this in because portions of this is tax deductible. So when you collect this information as you go each and every month, you are ready to go. You're set. You are calm, confident, all those things when it comes to taxes. It makes tax season so much easier when you take care of this on a monthly basis. Again, this is part of why I formed Execution Lab, to help you do the things that you need to within your business, but your taxes and bookkeeping and keeping track of your numbers should not be a point of resistance. So we need to get you the support, whether this is learning how to do bookkeeping yourself through bookkeeping coaching or something along that path, because you know, there's tons of information out there. If you're going to do it yourself, let's make sure you're doing it correctly. So again, you feel clear, confident, and in control. If it's a point of resistance, maybe it's time to outsource. This is the area, and I'm not quite sure why. It's not as big of a deal, you know, to hire a copywriter, to hire a virtual assistant. there is something to do with the numbers. And I think it's because it's personal. And again, we feel like we should be able to do it, that there's a point of resistance in here. When you get this figured out, everything else works so much faster for you, works so much better, so much more efficient. So if you are open, you're like, okay, maybe this is the time that I need to outsource it, you can book a discovery call with me. And really, whether you're like, okay, maybe I need coaching to help make sure I'm on point with the bookkeeping, maybe I just ready to outsource the bookkeeping, I also have an audit / action plan that we can do. It's like a 30-minute check-in. If you're doing it yourself and you want to make sure you're up to date, we'll put the link for that in the show notes. It's unstoppablebookkeeping.com, because this area, this is where I wanted to end it. Okay. Because I don't want you to feel guilt. You should not feel guilt about the expenses and the investments that you've made into your business. Because at the time you made that investment, you felt that was the best choice for you. And there's power in that. And we need to be confident in the choices and the decisions that we've made. We're looking at moving forward. Moving forward, the best version of you. And another thing that I talk about or think about or to think about, if you... is this an area you would want to outsource? If money wasn't a problem, is this a task you would want to do? And I think that makes it clear for a lot of people. Sometimes we feel like we're stuck in the, I can't do it yet, but until you explore the possibility and set the intention, this is something you would want to do and know what it would look like. What would it actually cost for you to be able to do this? Until you know those things, we don't have the clarity. Again, we're looking at the possibility. We've talked about this a couple of times through some of the sessions that I've done throughout the summit. Looking at the possibility, what can show up for you? Be open to it. Your action step / reflection for this one, I'd love for you to book a call with me, unstoppablebookkeeping.com. Because I would love to take that stress off of you. It's one of the things that I know that you can show up as the best version of you. Like, I can support you to show up as the best version of you in this area, and it makes such a big difference. But your action step / reflection. Let's evaluate why you might be avoiding your bookkeeping or the taxes. Why you might be avoiding it, why you might feel guilty. What emotion comes up for you? Is this something that you feel like you have to do yourself? Okay, why is that? Is this something that you feel like you are doing, you've got a handle on? What is the emotions that show up when it comes to filing your taxes? Is this something that you're not doing at all? Why are we not doing it? Is this something that you've done, but you feel guilty about it? Wherever those emotions stuck, that your emotional trigger, where that shows up, evaluate why you feel the way that you feel. Take a step back, look at that. Thank you so much for joining us inside Beyond the Numbers. If you're listening to this when it goes live, I hope you join us for the Q&A and wrap up session tomorrow. I don't have that time in front of me. It'll be below this session. I'll also email you so you have reminders about that. I would love to see you there. Thank you so much for joining us, and I hope that this has been impactful for you. We'll see you next time.